Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah.
Must be all that action coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what action coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen. I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my action coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local action coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach too. Call action coach Andrew Van Horn today.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. Greg Horn and Action Jackson Reams with you today on a little bit of rain going on out here at our studio right on the Fayette County, Woodford County line. So be careful if you're driving home. Allow a little extra time between you and that car in front of you. If you're already home, good for you. You missed the rain. So thanks for tuning in to 1250 Sports Talk. Want to thank our sponsor today, Beaumont Family Dentistry. Beaumont Family Dentistry been with us since day one, almost 3 years ago. 3 years ago this June that we started 1250 Sports Talk, and where I go to the dentist, Dr. Takis and her team do a great job. And if you're looking for a new dentist, if you tell them that you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk, you'll get a free take-home whitening kit on your initial visit. They've got three locations, one in Hamburg, one off Leestown Road, and, of course, one in Beaumont. So if you need to find out more information about them or the phone number closest to you, check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com. Well, joining us in our second segment today is going to be C.L. Brown. He is a college basketball writer for ESPN, and we're going to do a little college basketball wrap-up, getting his thoughts on this past college basketball season. He actually covers the ACC a lot in North Carolina. CL also used to write for the Courier Journal, so he's got some definite feel for Kentucky and Louisville, and can share about their basketball programs also. And then our last segment, we'll be talking with our good friend George Plaster down in Nashville. But I want to thank Rick Reams for filling in for me yesterday in an All Reams edition, and glad to see Action Jackson Reams that you made it back safely from Guatemala with all the airplane problems, man. I'm just glad that you got back.
Well, we had to drive from Atlanta the next morning after we were supposed to arrive in Lexington. But other than that, yeah, pretty smooth trip as far as air travel goes, and had a lot of fun down there. So it was definitely a great time.
I'm just glad to see you didn't get pulled off a plane like that guy from Elizabethtown yesterday, because I know you can get kind of rowdy sometimes.
I would get very rowdy if someone tried to pull me off of a plane, Greg.
I have no doubt about it. Well, let's get to the sports. Kentucky basketball, recruiting never ends, and especially when you're the king of one and done. And the area of the Cats are really looking a little weak in for next year, losing probably all of their backcourt. Actually, they are, with a Mulder and Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox and Dominique Hawkins, not Wilkins, graduating this year. But they are always looking to refire and retool. And the University of California's decommit is Kentucky's gift.
Well, that's correct. Jamal Baker, the shooting guard from Corona, California, commits to Kentucky today. Now, his first name is spelled J-E-M-A-R-L, but that's pronounced Jamal, so we'll go with that. He is the first of the three offers that Kentucky has out to shooters for next season. He's the first one to jump on an offer. I believe the guy's name is Mark Smith from Illinois. Does that sound right? And he was the other high school player that it sounded like Kentucky was really looking at. But Baker jumps on the offer first. He is 6'4", and after decommitting from California when Quanzo Martin left for Missouri, he met with Oregon, Marquette, Arizona, Maryland, Utah, and Kentucky before deciding to pick the Cats. He's a consensus top 100 player. Evan Daniels calls him a knockdown shooter and says that he is what Kentucky's class was missing. So really encouraging words. Kentucky did not shoot well from three-point last year, 159th in the country in three-point field goal percentage, and they've only finished in the top 100 in that category once over the past 5 years. So never hurts to add another shooter, especially when they have all of their guards from this year's team really departing to go to the NBA next year.
Well, I think this is a huge sign for Kentucky. It's not a signing yet, commitment, should I say, but really am concerned about this backcourt, Jackson. And I tell you, man, Dominique Hawkins was balling, and he was shooting it well. He was putting it on the floor, and didn't sound like they really had anybody that could do that at a real high consistency level. And if you can't, though, they'll just pack in the lane. And one, you know, obviously you can't get into your bigs. And then number two, you can't drive the basketball because there's so much help on the inside. So I think this is a huge get for the Cats. The thing that I'm kind of getting concerned about is I sit here and look at next year's roster. If Isaac Humphries decides to go to Australia and play, and then maybe Sasha Kalea-Jones decides, you know what, hey, I didn't play at all the last part of the year. Man, who is going to be the experience on next year's team? My goodness. Are we counting on Brad Calipari, or what's the deal, man?
At this point, I think that would be the guy that you would have to say, you know, Bam Adebayo did crack the door in case he wants to return to school. But interestingly enough, last night at the private showing of John Calipari's 30 for 30, one and not done, I saw the entire team, including Sasha Kalea-Jones, was at that screening. Noticeably missing, though, was Isaac Humphries. So it's looking more and more like he is not going to return to school. And I think that since Kentucky's still in on Mohamed Bamba, at this point they're not extremely worried about what Isaac decides to do. But there are still, you know, other guys out in that class that they're looking at. Along with Bamba, there's a player that Pittsburgh grad transfer, Cam Johnson. Kentucky is still reportedly going after him to add to this class, along with Jamal Baker. A lot of people thought they might get one or the other, but it looks like they're still going to pursue the grad transfer who averaged 11.9 points and 4.5 rebounds last year for Pittsburgh. He's got a huge list that includes, you know, Florida, Texas, Arizona, Iowa State, South Carolina, a lot of big-time schools. And so Kentucky may or may not get him, but they still have some guys and some roster spots open because of all of the mass defections that Calipari's teams are known for each and every season.
Well, it's part of the deal. We know that with one and done, but I really have to be honest. I'm really concerned about the lack of experience next year. I thought what made this team special, obviously Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox were ridiculously gifted, but I thought Derek Willis and Dominique Hawkins and Michael Mulder, even though he's only a 2-year guy, you know, just really brought some maturity. Some when they got that 3-game stretch where they struggled in late January, they were able to you know, kind of right the ship. So anyway, man, we'll just have to see. At this point, it doesn't really matter, but I'm just really concerned to see what's going to happen here. But at the end of the day, going to be lots of talent next year. I just think I'm going to have a card. I'm going to have to carry each game just to keep up with all these new guys.
There's going to be a ton of new guys on this team. Not really sure who's going to be playing yet either. You know, you have your 5-star guys in Jared Vanderbilt and PJ Washington and Nick Richards and Quade Green, but then you got a couple of 4-star guys now with Jamal Baker and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, or however you say his last name, and the class still isn't done. So there could be 2 more names to add to this team, Greg, that you've never heard. And I think a lot of Big Blue Nation will have to get used to, or will have to watch a team that they're going to know nothing about as the season starts next season.
Well, I don't know if you guys talked about it. I got to hear a couple of the segments of the show yesterday, but did you guys talk about, was it CNN that compared the bombing of Syria to Kentucky's one and done?
Yeah, we did not get to that point. I would say terrible wording by that guy. I have no idea what in the world he was thinking. I saw something funny from someone on Twitter just saying that he was probably told, try to make this like mainstream so people really get a good feel of what you're saying here. But don't use that after he said it. You know, just awful comparison there. I know a lot of people were really outraged. I was out of the country, so I kind of threw my hands up in the air. But just a really odd comparison there by that guy on CNN.
I mean, are you serious? I mean, how in the world do you even come up with that? I mean, I've had my moments where I've said some things I've regretted too. But my goodness, compare the bombing of a country that's been gassing their kids and killing young precious children to Kentucky's one and done basketball program. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't see what he was going for there, but I know a lot of people out there, I'm sure, gave him plenty of an earful for it, and I don't think he'll be making a mistake like that again. We talked about that Coach Cal 30 for 30, one and not done, premieres tomorrow night, and I'm very excited to watch that. I've got to be honest, before Cal got to Memphis, I don't know anything about his UMass days outside of Marcus Camby got in trouble. And so I'm really interested to learn a lot more about Coach Cal than I have known in the past.
Well, he's just amazing how he always keeps Kentucky's brand, their name out there in the media. You have four different guys announce on four different days. Usually they do a family announcement. So that worked this past week. Now it's this 30 for 30 thing. Cal has always got the Kentucky brand out there. Well, we got to take our first break, but stay with us. When we get back after this short break, we're going to be talking with ESPN basketball writer C.L. Brown. And C.L. covers a lot of North Carolina basketball, so be able to get his take, interesting to hear his take on that. Also, he was a former writer for the Courier Journal sports section there, wrote for them, so he knows about Kentucky basketball and Louisville basketball. So stay with us, we'll be right back. Action Jackson Reams and yours truly, Greg Horn, on AM 1250 Sports Talk on WLRT.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Roj Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall Movie Theaters.
Did you know that Asbury University offers scholarships in 17 intercollegiate sports? Asbury is also one of only two private colleges in the state of Kentucky with a nationally accredited music program. And Asbury also has more than 150 student organizations to choose from. If you're interested in participating in college instead of being lost in the crowd, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams. I want to thank Beaumont Family Dentistry for being our sponsor today. Three locations to take care of all your family's dental care needs. One over in the Hamburg area, one off Leestown Road, and of course one in the Beaumont area. To find out the phone number of the location closest, check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com. Well, joining us on the phone line now is C.L. Brown. He's been a guest several times here on 1250 Sports Talk. He is a college basketball writer with ESPN. And C.L., have you finally been able to catch your breath now that the season is over?
Yeah, this is it's a bit of decompressing, but then it's also like a bit of depression because, you know, now it's a long time before we start having fun again.
That's a great point. It is kind of a double-edged sword, as you said. You get to breathe, but, yeah, realize that there's not any games coming up for several months. But you got a firsthand look at North Carolina several times this year, and, you know, I know that you were really impressed by them. So when they were cutting the nets down the previous Monday night, I would guess was it fair to say that you were not surprised?
That is correct. I picked Oregon and North Carolina in the Final Four. Those were my only two that made it. The other two, I picked Arizona and Villanova to get back. So, but I felt like Carolina had played well and consistent for throughout the season, and it wasn't a surprise, but when I look back just at the totality of the season and for them to have the heartbreak last year, I think it was really, I don't think you can kind of discount or cut or sell them short just how difficult that was to kind of channel that disappointment and keep that with them the whole time and, you know, use that as motivation to get back and win it this time.
Well, they definitely had a great team, and they finished on top, and that's what counts. Of course, they had that heartbreaking loss to Villanova, and I'm like you, my bracket was just shredded. I think you did better than I did. I only had one out of the Final Four teams, so it was kind of a really interesting NCAA tournament. I mean, you know, seeing things like South Carolina making it there, Oregon getting there. So I guess I would ask you, as a guy that, you know, covers college basketball professionally, what do you think that helps the college game when you get two teams like that that aren't part of the usual, blue bloods, or do you think that hurts?
Well, I don't think it hurts. I think it would hurt, you know, to have zero blue bloods in the Final Four. But I was surprised by, you know, the ratings for the Final Four were, I think it was like the second highest in two decades on that Saturday. I forgot what they said the championship game did, but I think it helped to have the West Coast back for once. It had been a while. I guess 2008 UCLA was the last Final Four team from the West Coast. So I think that kind of brought them back into the fold. And it is always good to see, you know, kind of have a feel-good story like South Carolina, an unexpected team, and which I don't think you can call Gonzaga that anymore, even though they didn't finish it off with, you know, cutting down the nets for them to get there, for them to have the season that they did, totally validates the program. It's as if they really need it anymore, but I think a lot of people still had doubt in the back of their mind, like Gonzaga has done this before and they flame out in the tournament. So I think it was important for them to reach the Final Four. And, you know, going forward, I think they'll be respected. I think, you know, Gonzaga, Butler, schools like that are kind of you can no longer really refer to them as mid-majors.
CL, as you alluded to, we still have a long time now until college basketball will get back into a swing of things. But as you look at those four Final Four teams with South Carolina, Gonzaga, North Carolina, and Oregon, there we go. Sorry about that. Who returns the most? Who do you think is in the best position to get back to that position next year?
Oh, wow. It's going to be tricky. We just saw Tyler Dorsey from Oregon declare, and he's signing with an agent. So that'll be a big loss for them. Dylan Brooks still could end up coming back, which would put them in a good position. Carolina, none of their guys have really publicly come out yet and said their intentions. I anticipate Justin Jackson is gone. Joel Berry is probably going to put his name in the draft without signing with the agent first. So there's a possibility that he could go. There's a possibility that Tony Bradley could go for Carolina. So, I mean, Carolina, I think, could end up being a rebuilding team next year if those three guys go for sure. If Berry comes back, I think Bradley, by most projections, will be a first-round pick. So I could see him going. And if he goes, they're really not going to have any experienced big men in the middle. So that'll be tough for them. But if Berry comes back, you know, they'll still be a tough out. But I don't know that they'll be in that elite realm for next year without Bradley coming back. And South Carolina, Thornwell, you know, the year that he had SEC Player of the Year, to lose him. And I haven't heard if somebody like P.J. Dozier is going to, you know, float his name in the draft. I know they like his athleticism and size, although he needs to shoot the ball better than he has been. So I would hope that he comes back to school. But, you know, obviously the way that they play defense, the way that Frank Martin has that team coached, you know, I think that this being a breakout, and I think they'll be in that upper tier of the SEC, you know, for a time to come. So I guess to answer your question, I think Gonzaga might end up being the best suited because I think Nigel Williams-Goss ends up coming back. I think really they'll lose. I think they'll probably lose Zach Collins because he's probably somebody else who's going to be a top first round pick in the draft. But they'll have the backcourt back. Basically, Josh Perkins will be back. They'll have another freshman big man, the Tilly kid, about 6'10" kid, and Jonathan Williams to be back. So they'll have another strong core that could return. And you know, really with them, it's what they do in a non-conference play that will really dictate how tough they are next year because they'll be the cream of the crop of the West Coast Conference again. So they could be back in a good position next year.
Just tuned in. We're talking with C.L. Brown. He's a college basketball writer for ESPN. He's a great follow on Twitter. You can follow him on Twitter at C.L. Brown, ESPN. That's Brown, B-R-O-W-N. C.L., as you sit there, and, you know, obviously at the end of each season, coaches are fired and coaches are hired. Just want to get your take on maybe some of the hires. First of all, I want to see what you thought about Archie Miller being hired at Indiana.
I think he's a good hire. I was kind of, you know, when the whole Steve Alford rumors were kind of floated out there and everything, and you know, given his pedigree and connection, it's obviously they had to at least, you know, see if he was interested. But I think Miller might end up being a better fit there. Definitely no nonsense kind of blue collar coach who's I think he's going to get it done there. To me, Indiana is at its best when they get the best players from Indiana, when they, you know, kind of circle the state and keep the talent within their borders. And you know, and basically every other year they have a great class in that state coming out. So I think Miller knows that ground, knows those recruiting grounds well in the state, and I think he's gonna do good work there. And you know, I also think in the ACC, I think the hiring of Kevin Keats at North Carolina State is going to be big for them. Probably not next year because they just won't have the talent. But knowing Keats like I do, in terms of, you know, his work ethic, his ability to develop talent, that's what you have to have at NC State. And I kind of think that's what got Mark Gottfried fired, because he didn't have continuity from year to year. It was almost like they were Kentucky minus the wealth of one and done talent. You know what I mean? It was like almost every year it seemed like they were starting with new guys because of transfers that he would bring in and that kind of stuff. And they really didn't have kind of that, you know, 3 and 4 year guy that you saw develop and rise and become, you know, a staple of the rotation by their senior year. So I think Keats is a great hire at NC State. And, you know, I think in the future they'll be back to being, you know, a top 25 team.
And then what about Patrick Ewing at Georgetown?
You know, I think the jury is out with that. I figured he was going to get an NBA job, you know, at some point. But I think a lot of it is going to depend on the staff that he gets around him, because it's difficult to step into the college game and then just try and navigate the recruiting and everything that comes with it. And so regardless of how big your name is, you know, as a former player, I think Eric Musselman at Nevada kind of did it the right way when he first came. He was at LSU, I believe, as an assistant, kind of just, you know, observing how everything was going to be and learning that way before he became a head coach in college. So, you know, the success that Nevada had this year, I don't think it wasn't a fluke. I think he's been able to kind of establish himself first without being a head coach. And then, you know, he was ready to take over the reins. So we'll see. I mean, it looks like at Alabama, it looks like Avery Johnson, with the recruiting class that he has coming in next year, that they may be ready to make a move. But it's definitely not easy, you know. We've seen Chris Mullin at St. John's kind of struggle since he's been back, and he's somebody who didn't have any coaching experience. He was in the front office in the NBA before he came back to his alma mater. So I think a lot will depend just on who he gets around him, because, you know, regardless of what Patrick Ewing may be as a strategist and as a developer of talent, you got to have talent to win ultimately. So, but I do like the move. I do like that they, you know, kept it within that Georgetown family, and somebody with a link to their past glory is in control. So we definitely know his heart will be in it, and, you know, he'll be doing things for the right reasons.
Well, I'm a longtime New York Knicks fan, so I love Patrick Ewing. So I didn't like him at Georgetown because he beat Kentucky in the 1984 Final Four, but I hope he does well there. But obviously, with us being located here in Lexington, Kentucky, I want to talk to you a little Kentucky basketball here as we kind of wrap things up. CLU, you know, you used to write for the Courier Journal, cover sports there, so you're familiar with the Big Blue Nation. And, you know, Kentucky had to play North Carolina twice this past year, and I would say as good as that game was in the NCAA tournament, man, the one they played in the regular season might have been one of the better games of the whole year, wasn't it?
I think it was the game of the year for the regular season. Just the pace of it, the, you know, the exciting finish to it. I mean, Monk going for 47, which totally overshadowed Justin Jackson, also went for 34. You know, like it was big time shots made, big time plays made, a lot of fun to watch. And I don't think anybody was complaining that both teams reached 100 like like they wanted to see some defense, you know, some kind of slow down, you know, elbows getting passed through the lane, people getting bumped around. Nobody wants to see that kind of physical play. So, yeah, that game was great. Both of those finishes, I didn't think the Elite Eight game, aesthetically speaking, was played great. But obviously, I think the finish, the flurry of it all was, you know, it was the big payoff in that.
Well, CL, as always, man, great talking college hoops with you. Appreciate you giving us some time. And, man, enjoy your spring.
All right. Anytime, fellas. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks, CL. That is CL Brown with ESPN, a college basketball writer. Does a great job. Good follow on Twitter. Just it's his name, CL Brown, B-R-O-W-N, ESPN. So just at CL Brown, ESPN. You can follow him on Twitter. So well, we got to take a short break. We get back. Lots more sports to talk about. Action Jackson Reams and Greg Horn here with you on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams with you. We just got done talking with CL Brown from ESPN, covers college basketball for them. And if you missed that, if you just got off work at 5:30 or you missed one of our other shows earlier this week, make sure check out our podcast. Jackson Reams does a great job, has those up about 6:15, 6:20 p.m. You can go to our website, 1250sportstalk.com, and find them there. Or the easiest way is to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook simply at 1250 Sports Talk. Well, Jackson, obviously college basketball season's over, but doesn't mean that guys aren't still playing. And Derek Willis would love to get a shot to play in the NBA. He's not a one-and-doneer, but he had a nice senior year, and he's got a chance this week to show off his talents.
Well, he does, and I believe last weekend was when he was in that senior event right before the Final Four. I think he might have even been named like MVP of his respective team for that game. Had a really good showing, and he'll have another opportunity tomorrow in the Portsmouth senior event, which is an 18 team tournament with 64 different seniors that will all team up and play head-to-head against each other. Derek Willis on a team with Louisville's Mangkok Mathiang and UCLA's Bryce Alford, among others. And he'll start tomorrow night, 9 p.m. And I think he could be a guy who, in some years, may, obviously not right away, could find himself on some NBA teams as kind of a swing big man who could hit some threes. And I do think there's a little bit of a door, not wide open for him, but maybe cracked open for him to possibly make it in the NBA one day.
Well, I really, you know, I'm a big Derek Willis guy, so, you know, I hope he does really, really well. I think there's a place for him because he can shoot it. There's always room in the NBA for specialists, and Derek Willis can definitely shoot it. But he also showed that he played a little defense there, you know, near the end of the season, and with block shots, I'm saying he's a lockdown defender, but he's not as bad a liability as he was at the beginning of the season. And, man, he's really athletic. So I think the guy's got a shot.
Well, it'll be something to watch. I know Calipari's going to be going hard to try to get him on a roster or at least into somebody's D-League system, and we'll see if he's able to do that or not.
All right. Well, obviously Kentucky basketball last year, they had a lot of transfers, but there's a player that left the state that now has announced that they've transferred. It'd be nice if she'd come back home.
Yeah, so talking about the women's hoops team, obviously, like you said, they had the mass defections last year, but this past offseason, there have now been four players who were from last year's top 10 class who have decided to leave the schools that they were at, and that includes Elizabethtown native Erin Boley, who went to Notre Dame. She was on a team that I think got defeated in the Elite Eight this year, just missed out on a Final Four. She played in all 37 games for the Irish, but has apparently decided to leave the program. I think her short list included Louisville and Kentucky, among other schools, and haven't heard exactly what her decision is or why her decision to transfer has come about, but that could be a monumental grab for Matthew Mitchell in Kentucky if they could convince her to come to Kentucky. She was a former Gatorade National Player of the Year. She did consider the Wildcats, and things have arguably gotten more settled since last offseason when Kentucky would have been recruiting her. And I know that I'm sure Kentucky will be reaching out for her or to her, and hopefully they can pull something off and get her back into the home state. I would be surprised if Notre Dame allowed her to go to Louisville, just because that is also in the ACC, and Notre Dame plays their basketball in the ACC. But we'll just have to wait and see how that thing shakes out. But that is probably, I would say, arguably the biggest player that Matthew Mitchell is going to be going after in this offseason. Could just be huge if he was able to get her to come back to Kentucky.
Well, it's kind of interesting. A guy that covers women's college basketball said that Boley's the third top 10 player in the class of 2016 to transfer. Maryland's Destiny Slocum and Ohio State's Tori McCoy did too. So, you know, man, it's a big adjustment when you go to the next level, especially at a high-level place like Notre Dame. But Erin Boley played a lot, and so she's really talented. So I'm really disappointed for her that, you know, wasn't a good fit. But, man, if she wound up in Kentucky, man, you're talking about Merry Christmas early for Matthew Mitchell. So we'll keep you posted on that. Speaking of Merry Christmas, last night, Alex Poitras had like a Christmas gift night.
He's continued to really perform for the Philadelphia 76ers since they signed him, I think originally, to a 10-day contract. He has averaged 9.2 points, 4.6 rebounds in his five games for Philly. And last night started 5-for-5 from three-point range, before finishing the game with just those 15 points, a new career high for him, and a guy who looks like he may be carving out a spot on a roster at the end of an NBA season, because only about two games left for most of these teams. Really important for Alex Poitras that he's been performing. I know Archie Goodwin is on his second 10-day contract with the Brooklyn Nets. It'll be interesting to see what they do. And DeAndre Liggins, even though he just got cut by the Cleveland Cavaliers, was claimed by the Dallas Mavericks. And Greg, there's a reason for you to pay attention to those Dallas Mavericks tonight.
I know. Former outstanding quarterback, actually going to be in unis.
Yeah, Tony Romo is going to be in full uniform for the Dallas Mavericks tonight. He signed, I think, a one-day contract with the team. He will not play because, as we all know, he'd probably step out there, and as soon as he stepped on the floor, like, break his leg or something. But I guess after he announced, which kind of surprised me, that he was going to retire because, I guess, there was the stalemate where the Cowboys refused to trade him and also refused to cut him. He has decided instead he will just quit football, and this is a way for Dallas fans to be able to say goodbye to him because it won't be on the football field next season.
Well, really cool. Tony Romo, obviously a big part of Dallas for the past 14 years, so hard to believe that he's not going to be there anymore. We're going to be talking George Plaster next, and we're going to be talking some baseball, but man, we won't get to talk much about it, so real quickly, how about the Reds?
Well, I was talking about how amazed I was with this start yesterday. They continued to win last night, got a 7-1 win in Pittsburgh over the Pirates, now sitting at 5-2 on the year, and they pulled their starter in the third inning, I think, yesterday, and ended up having their three relievers, Michael Lorenzen, Cody Reed, and then a guy I'd never heard of, come in and sit down 21 or 24 batters in a row to end the game. Really just amazing what Cincinnati's done so far. I said it yesterday, and I'll keep saying it as long as they keep winning. I'm going to hype the crap out of this team until they start on their inevitable losing streak, and then that's when I'll stop talking about the Reds.
I understand, man. We've been burned before, so a lot of wisdom in that. Well, we got to take a quick break. It'll be a short one. It's our final one, so stay with us. We'll be back when we talk in sports with our good friend from Nashville, Tennessee, longtime sports radio host George Plaster, next on Sports Talk.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, action. Jackson Reams with you. Not able to get a hold of George Plaster yet down in Nashville, so I'm sure we'll hopefully hear back from him. He'll call us back here in a little bit. But anyway, lots more sports to talk about. We do want to thank Beaumont Family Dentistry one last time for being our sponsor of the day. Appreciate their support since day one, almost 3 years ago, we founded 1250 Sports Talk. If you're looking for a dentist, go see Dr. Takis and her outstanding staff. They have three locations in Lexington, Hamburg area, off Leestown Road in the Beaumont area. To find out the phone number of the location closest to you, check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com. Well, Jackson, one of the things that we've talked about is that, you know, these Kentucky guys, one and done, a lot of people leaving, but a lot of them going on these, quote, farewell tours to tell the Big Blue Nation bye and give a lot of people a chance that, you know, never get to go to a Rupp Arena game to get a chance to get up close and personal. And one young lady even got a prom date.
Yeah, really cool story when De'Aaron Fox was promposed to, because that is a verb these days, Greg. Asked to go to prom by a young lady, didn't see which one of his signing tours it was, but she showed him the sign, and he kind of had to process it for a second, like, are you asking me to prom? She told him the date. He was like, yeah, I think I can do that, and the girl just started, you know, busting out in tears and crying. I mean, think about the fact that this girl will show up to prom with a guy who is likely a top five, maybe top three NBA draft pick in next year's draft. Really awesome thing for De'Aaron Fox to be willing to do that. But we saw that he's a guy who had a great heart like that. Back in high school, I think he brought a friend from his high school who was physically disabled to meet John Calipari back in Texas because he was a Kentucky fan. And so I'm not surprised by this, but it just reaffirms that these guys are really good guys and that, yes, they do care about more than just themselves and the NBA that they're eventually going to be making so much money in.
Well, speaking of money, you know, I happen to drive by All Sports the Sunday that Dominique Hawkins and Derek Willis were signing, and it was lined up the front of All Sports, all the way down to like this loading dock area they have there. And so it went on for over 2 hours. So let's just say conservatively, Jackson, that there was 200 people. I mean, there had to have been at least that. That's before they got started. You know, others showed up, but we'll just keep it safe here. We don't like to exaggerate on 1250 Sports. So 200 people. It was $25 a pop that day. So granted, there had to be more people. That is $5,000
or more. Yeah.
Exactly. Minimum that Mr. Willis and Mr. Hawkins did. And that was just one of many they did that week. I'm sure some places outside and other parts of Kentucky that, you know, don't get a chance to see the guys as much as people do in Lexington. Dude, they made a minimum of $20,000 last week.
I mean, definitely. I saw that De'Aaron Fox is going to have one in the coming week at a high school that's going to be $30 a pop. And so, I mean, they're going to make a lot of money. It is a way to kind of almost give back to the players. Yeah, it sounds funny, but just to say, you know, thank you, and this is our way to give you something from the Big Blue Nation. You can't pay them while they're in school, but you can pay them after for those signatures, and a lot of those guys definitely take advantage of that as soon as they declare for the draft.
Well, really happy with them. Saw Malik Monk's doing 1-2. So, and it's cool for fans. They get a chance to be up and close. Well, I'll tell you, Kentucky's losing a lot of guys, but unfortunately, another former Kentucky coach is going to have almost a whole new roster next year himself.
Well, we thought it was bad what happened to the Kentucky women's team last offseason. Tubby Smith having something very similar going on at Memphis right now. Six different players have transferred from his roster so far this offseason, and the season only ended like a week ago. I mean, it's been very quickly that these guys have decided to leave, including two brothers, Diedrich and KJ Lawson. Each guy averaged over 12 points per game. KJ averaged 12.3. Diedrich averaged 19.2 points per game. Those guys, sophomores and a redshirt freshman. And huge losses for Memphis going on right now. Tubby Smith going to try to replace these guys with two junior college transfers and three-star recruits. But he already had a team that was pretty underwhelming last year. They finished 19-13, which is pretty good, 9-9 in the American Athletic, but they lost seven of their last nine games and missed the NCAA tournament. He's got a lot going on right there, and you can't help but feel bad for the guy. He was always a good guy here at Kentucky. He may not have had maybe the success everyone wanted, but I've never wished anything ill for him, and I hope that he's able to fix some things and figure things out and maybe have a surprisingly good season like the Kentucky women had this past season.
Well, Tubby Smith, like Matthew Mitchell, first-class guy, as you were just saying. And no doubt in my mind, a little side story with those two guys, the two brothers, their dad was hired as an assistant coach by Josh Pastner. And then when Tubby came, he took him off being a full-time head coach and made him as a like director of player development or something. So a little bit of a demotion, and put his son Saul Smith as an assistant coach. So, you know, don't sleep on that. But Tubby Smith runs a great program. I'm sure they didn't like the discipline that went on it. So I'm not going to throw my man Tubby Smith under the bus in any form or fashion.
And another note about the Lawsons, they announced yesterday that they will be attending Kansas. So they're going to sit out a year and then be eligible. And don't forget Malik Newman, who was at Mississippi State that Kentucky recruited, is eligible for Kansas this coming season.
Well, another coach that's in the news and is going to be retiring, Jackson Reams, you may not remember him, but Steve Fisher was the coach of the Fab Five that went to Final Four.
Yeah, that's the exact reason I remember Steve Fisher, is because of the Fab Five. So when I saw he actually won a title before the Fab Five, I was shocked. I'm going to be honest. I did not know that he won a championship, I believe in 1989 was the year. And then the Fab Five went to back-to-back championship games in 92 and 93, lost both of those games to the Tobacco Road schools, lost to Duke in the 92 game and North Carolina in the 93 game. But I don't think those even count on the record anymore, right? Because of the boosters that they got in trouble with. He had been at San Diego State since 1999. I didn't realize he was there for 18 years. And had some great seasons. This past year, they were just 19-14, went 9-9 in the Mountain West. And he missed the NCAA tournament each of his last 2 years. But a guy who has been a staple in college basketball, and I'm sure one who will be missed by many of the guys who have been following college basketball for as long as some old men like yourself have been, right?
That's exactly right. I caught that, by the way.
He won a title before I was born, just for the record.
Thank you. Thank you. You're graduating from college, but a guy that a lot of people might know of that Steve Smith coached, Kawhi Leonard of the San Antonio Spurs, was a Aztec from San Diego State.
I forgot that. He kind of flew under the radar and then has been a hit out of the ballpark there for the NBA, in the NBA for the Spurs. He's a guy who's been mentioned in that MVP contest, but Greg, don't think you can give it to anyone else but Russell Westbrook. He just broke Oscar Robinson's triple-double record in one season. Believe he's sitting at 42 or 43 now. Just incredible what that guy is doing.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It absolutely is totally ridiculous about what he's doing. But Kawhi Leonard, in a year that he and Westbrook and James Harden were both playing out of their minds, he would be up there in the running for that. Closing out on another UK basketball NBA related note, the guy that's really balling the best lately, Scott Labissiere.
He's been on fire, had 25.6 rebounds on Sunday night. It looks like he may have a long career ahead of him. Who knew?
That's going to be a wrap for Sports Talk. See you tomorrow, 5:05 p.m.